Hello, and welcome to the Values, New Hermetics audio program. Your values are really the states or emotions that you consider the most desirable and the states or emotions that you find most detestable in your life. Values are not desires for possessions, honors, or behavioral laws for your community, but rather the emotional states that these things might provide. For instance, comfort, security, adventure, consistency, change, wisdom, or joy are all states that might fit into your list of values. As another example, if you say you have strong family values, what you are most likely really saying is that you value states like security, love, connection, and consistency, and that you dislike states like lust, independence, rebellion, and outrageousness. Likewise, if you say you have a rebellious value, it means that you enjoy states like lust, independence, rebellion, and outrageousness, and probably don't like states such as security, connection, and consistency. These values really guide your life. If you value adventure, you will create a life for yourself that involves adventurous situations, even if you are not entirely conscious of it. Whereas if you value consistency or security above adventure, you will most likely avoid any overly stimulating experiences. This also affects your creativity and your will. Your values completely shape what you are willing to try, what you are willing to accomplish, even what you are willing to dream. Like your beliefs, your values were not necessarily consciously chosen, but rather were implanted by circumstance into your mind. You must now begin to examine your values and to decide whether or not your current values are consistent with who you really want to be. As you explore this program, you will ask to rethink of your values. Make sure that as you discover these values, that they are states rather than specific quantities. As you begin to come up with your values, if cars or diamonds pop into your head, think about what cars or diamonds would really provide for you. Opulence? Security? Freedom? Luxury? You will have an opportunity to adjust your values later in the next program, but please attempt to be accurate about where you are now. It will be your goal to be flexible and to make your values reflect your goals and who you really want to be. That will be later. For now, please simply try to figure out what's going on in you right now. Try to come up with several desirable and undesirable emotional states for each subject in your life. It's okay for the specific states to be redundant from subject to subject. For instance, in your life's purpose, you may desire consistency, or you may desire rebellion, and you may desire these same things in your emotional life. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you'll be able to sit or lie down undisturbed for the next half hour or so. Once you are in a totally comfortable and relaxing space, I would like you to just allow yourself to simply begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable, supported, and allowing your eyes to close, and letting yourself adjust into a soothing and totally comfortable position. And now that you're in a relaxing position that you can maintain for a little while, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And a deep breath in. And out. And in. And out. And in. And out, and continue breathing slowly and deeply, and allow yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed with each breath that you take. And as you continue to breathe slowly and fully at your own pace, please press your fingers together using your meditation anchor to allow yourself to enter into the fully relaxed and focused altered state. and you can become aware of your body as it is relaxing, and your mind is moving inward, and you are moving towards the perfect state of focus and awareness. And you can move your consciousness through your body, noticing each part becoming more and more tranquil as you start with your feet and feel them becoming more and more deeply relaxed, and your calves, and your thighs, and your genitals and your buttocks are becoming more relaxed, and your back and your stomach, and your chest is becoming more relaxed, and your shoulders, and your arms and hands, and your neck, and your face, and your whole head is becoming perfectly relaxed as you are moving into your perfect altered state. And now you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. Your inner temple is an empty square room with colored walls, yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky. And directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, Another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white brilliance above your head. And you can allow this globe to become larger and brighter. And as you watch and feel the white light, begin to become aware of your spirituality and the purpose of your life, your life's work. And as you look up at that pure white light, please ask yourself, what states or emotions do you most value in your spirituality? What states or emotions do you most want to avoid in your spirituality? What states or emotions do you most value in your life's work? What states or emotions do you most want to avoid in your life's work? Now look toward the south of your temple, to your right, the red wall of fire. See burning flames before you. And as you watch and feel the burning of fire, begin to become aware of your will, your creativity, and your sexuality. What states or emotions do you most value in your will? What states or emotions do you most want to avoid in your will? What states or emotions do you most value in your creativity? What states do you most want to avoid in your creativity? What states do you most value in your sexuality? What states do you most want to avoid in your sexuality? Now look to the west of your temple behind you, to the blue wall of water. See the undulating waves of water before you. And as you watch and feel waves of water, begin to become aware of your emotions and your relationships. What states do you value most in your emotions? What states do you most want to avoid in your emotions? What states do you value most in your relationships? What states do you most want to avoid in your relationships? Now look toward the east of your temple in front of you, to the yellow wall of air. See billowing clouds of yellowish air before you, and as you watch and feel the swirl of air, begin to become aware of your intellect, your education, and your communication skills. What states do you value most in your intellect? What states do you most want to avoid in your intellect? What states do you value most in your educational life? What states do you most want to avoid in your educational life? What states do you value most in your communication? What states do you most want to avoid in your communication? Now look toward your left, to the north of your temple, to the black wall of earth. See rocky structures forming before you, and as you watch and feel the formations of earth, begin to become aware of your finances, your physical body, your work experiences, and your personal environment. What states do you value most in your financial life? What states do you most want to avoid in your financial life? What states do you value most in your physical body, in your physical health? What states do you most want to avoid in your physical body? What states do you value most in your work life? What states do you most want to avoid in your work life? What states do you value most in your personal environment, in your home, and in your surroundings? What states do you most want to avoid in your personal environment? And I would like you to look up at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder. And it sends a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe, like a golden sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger, until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And now look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, imagining that the wall is glowing more brightly and distinctly, and say, knowledge. And look to the red firewall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, will. And look to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, daring. And look to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say, silence. And again, face the yellow wall of your inner temple, extending your imaginary arms in the form of a cross, saying, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And I would like you to look up once again at that shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet, and another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, growing and glowing brightly in your heart, becoming more and more bright. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And turn now to the western wall of your inner temple and travel back through the doorway, returning to normal body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and your breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing that your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, starting to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And 5, fully alert, relaxed, refreshed, and clear. Please open your workbooks now to complete your work. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to the end to properly cue up the next side.